China's financial center has been like this for 9 days. The scenes in Shanghai reminiscent of those 2 years ago in Wuhan, where COVID-19 was first detected. During a mass testing of its 26 million citizens, which has now concluded, officials reported a surge in local asymptomatic cases. Medical workers from across the country have been pouring into the metropolis to help. The success of this mass mobilization will partly determine when Shanghai can reopen or for how much longer it'll remain shut. What is clear is that the government is still not prepared to follow other countries by living with COVID-19, says one prominent Chinese commentator.
Overall, China is the only country in the world today which still pursues this zero policy. And I think eventually China will be the winner. China is on the winning side rather than on the losing side.
But that policy means separating children from parents if they test positive, a practice that has raised anxiety levels among local as well as expatriate families. State media's responding to the widespread criticism of the practice. This report, with a soothing soundtrack, appears to show parents and children who've tested positive being admitted to an isolation facility. But it's unclear if that means the policy's been scrapped. Unlike Shanghai, people in other parts of China are marking the Qingming Festival. This is when people traditionally sweep the graves of their ancestors. There is an added poignancy to the festival here in Hong Kong because, of course, so many people have died from COVID-19. This time a year ago, the death toll stood at just over 200. Today, it stands at more than 8,000. Adrian Brown, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.